Blog Talk Radio.
Tried to make sense of the internet? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Sidetrack. Sit back, relax, pour light lament as Bo Hotchkiss takes Scott Culberson on a guided tour of the rabbit hole.
Marcus, you there?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, great. Scott's running a little behind, but we can go ahead and get started without him. I'll just bring him on as soon as he gets here. But anyway, so today's show, we're talking to some of the members of the Red State Coalition, as many that we can that call in today. To anybody that listened to last week's show, Marcus, you were there, and we talked about Cal Exit, and just through that conversation alone, kind of sparked all of this. So I'm looking forward to talking to these guys. So on the switchboard now, I've got area code 405 and another one area code. Well, actually, the number is all ones. I think that's Cody. Depending on what he's using to call in, sometimes it shows up as all ones. But who's area code 405?
405 is Darren Neal from Oklahoma.
Okay, and do you want to preface anything, or should we bring him on and let him do it all himself?
I'll walk him through when he comes on.
Okay, all right, we'll bring him on. Area code 405, if you're ready, go ahead and hit 1. That'll let me know that you're ready to talk. If you're not, then you need to get ready, then I'll just wait for you. But in the meantime, okay, he is ready. All right, you're live.
Okay, good to be here.
Excellent.
It's Darren Neal. Hi,
Darren. I'll just do a quick introduction. This is Darren Neal from Oklahoma, and he is part of a group of people from around America who have simply said that the political conversation is getting highly volatile and energetic in a bad way, and that wouldn't it be okay to have a national conversation about peaceful divorce as an option. Am I getting that right, Darren?
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And there's no animosity there. And that's part of the reason the word peaceful is in the discussion. There's no reason that we can't separate peacefully.
Exactly. Yeah, I would agree. I'm here in Ohio. What state did you say you were in?
I'm actually in Sulphur, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay, excellent. All right, so there's two states. So what would you say your reason for believing it, you know, it would be a good idea for California to secede peacefully?
Well, you know, California and most Californians Are you speaking to me, Darren?
Yes. Yes.
California has their own, as a state, set of ideals and ways that they want to live their lives. It's obvious from the way that their legislators have voted, in the halls of Congress in the past, that they would like to live their lives very differently, at least in general, from the way a lot of, say, Oklahomans or Texans would like to live their lives or like to be governed. And there is absolutely no reason why they shouldn't be able to do that. Oklahoma is not California, and Oklahoma is not Connecticut, and California is not Connecticut. And people in various regions of the country have all sorts of reasons to want to have different ways to run their communities. And so I absolutely support California being able to do that in the ways that they see fit.
Right, right, very much so. Speaking of Californians, Scott just showed up here. We're going to bring him on. Scott, we're talking with Darren from Oklahoma.
Hi, Darren.
And he's a part of the Red State Coalition. He just was taught, I don't know if you heard some of what he said there, but California
I'm not officially a Californian yet, so I'm still on the fence.
Yeah, how long have you lived there, Scott?
A little less than a year.
Okay. So, in that year's time, coming from Nevada to California, would you agree with the rest of these two fellows here that there's no reason California shouldn't be able to just go ahead and secede from the nation?
Well, back in the day, they used to think it was going to fall off into the ocean, so there's not much difference, right?
I suppose.
So, we've all kind of saw it coming, so it's just a man-made thing instead of a natural phenomenon.
That's an interesting way to look at it, yeah.
I'd like to ask Scott, if I could. This is Marcus in California. If I could ask Scott and Darren in Oklahoma the same question. But, Scott, I don't want to ask you as somebody as a Californian. I want to ask you as somebody who's from Nevada. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Scott, and then Darren, Bo, whatever, if that's okay. Scott, when you were in Nevada, and Darren, when you're in Oklahoma, do people say, boy, I love California, and I love the way they do things, and I really hope that they come here and they bring their values and make us in Nevada and Oklahoma live that way?
Actually, in Las Vegas, where I'm from predominantly, the catchphrase was California, go home.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know this?
Because they would come to Las Vegas, which is, there's gambling and there's prostitution in Clark County, and then they'd try to be outraged by these things, and it's like, yes, but you moved to the state where if you don't like it, you should go back to California. And I hear that's what Idaho is going through right now, because everybody from Northern California is moving to Idaho, and Idaho's getting sick of them.
I'd say it might be a little bit of the opposite in Oklahoma, as Oklahoma is leans a little more to the conservative end of things, and I think they see the influx of anybody coming, because, of course, generations ago, you think back to Grapes of Wrath, that type of thing, a lot of Oklahomans moved to California and then stayed there, and a lot of people believe that Californians coming back to Oklahoma might be a bad thing if they want to bring their politics along with them.
Right. Well, demographically, it's like in Las Vegas, that's a unique economy too. I mean, it didn't really get affected by the recession that much. And so there really wasn't a need for growth. Growth was steady in Las Vegas. So I don't know. It'd be different in different economic areas, you know, where I saw a thing about the place where Michael Jackson is from, Gary, Indiana. And it's like, how was it described? It was described like Detroit, but not as classy. So they might welcome some Californians, you know.
Yeah, it's severely economically depressed.
Yeah. Okay,
but outside of Detroit, when you're in Oklahoma and you're in Nevada, and I guess now we're hearing stories about Idaho, it's not, wow, we're so glad Californians are here and we want to be just like them, right? I mean, it's not. Seems to be a pattern. There's at least three states right there.
Well, I'd say that was definitely the case in Oklahoma. I mean, it. You know, we are talking about people and states in big general terms, and of course, you know, Rothbard and others. You can't really do that and say, well, all Californians are like this and all Oklahomans are like this. But yeah, when you do look at the way that we govern the state in Oklahoma and the typical values of your everyday Oklahoman, they're typically very different than what you would see in Oklahoma. Although, you know, we do have medical marijuana in Oklahoma now. And, you know, so it might not be what everyone outside of the state thinks. And I know we're considered flyover country. I didn't fly over.
I rode a bus through. And what I remember of Oklahoma is it was cold. We stopped in Oklahoma overnight, and it was the coldest I think I've ever been in my life.
It can get very cold.
Scott, but, that's the coldest you've ever been?
In Oklahoma, yeah. Standing out front of a hotel waiting for some poor old guy to wake up and give us a room, yeah.
Was it in the mountains or something?
It must be really cold here.
Because here it gets to like negative, I don't know, 15.
It's the 40 and 50 mile an hour winds that I think do that.
Yeah, it'll cut right through you.
Bo, 1111 is Nick from Texas.
Oh, okay. All right, I was thinking that was Cody. And was
hey,
he
Texas
who was supposed to be in the first block? We're into the second block now.
Nick was supposed to be in the first one.
So it's okay for him to come on now.
Ready?
Nick, if you're ready, you can hit one or whatever, or I'll just bring him on. Okay. All right. Hey, Nick, Texas?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called right up at – I'm calling via Skype, so it usually shows up as private number or unknown, but I guess 111 on your board.
Yeah, usually that's if someone's using some kind of device or something like that. Yeah. Okay. Well, how's it going, Nick?
Oh, well, I'm doing fine down here in West Texas. And I've been listening to the show, so I know what y'all have been talking about. I was going to say that I was in Idaho for about 15 months about 20 years ago, and they were complaining about Californians moving up there. So it's, you know, this thing's been going on for a while, and I guess it's getting worse.
Now, what are your thoughts on that as it pertains to them seceding? Because if they secede, that's a new border. So then there would be totally different it would be treated totally differently. They couldn't just up and leave, correct?
That's what I would understand it to be. I mean, if they seceded or they peacefully left the Union, I would think that they would still have to change their government, or the conservatives. I mean, talking about conservatives versus liberals, I mean, you still have people leaving if the conservative types didn't like what the liberals were doing. But maybe if they left the Union, the liberals and the conservatives could sit down at a table and work it out.
Well, I'd be curious to watch how they generate a currency, because they'd have to generate their own currency.
Right. That's a key.
And that aspect is, so I'm all for it just to watch them do that, because it fascinates me.
Now, Scott, I'm glad that you brought that up, because something I wanted to talk about today was something I brought up with Marcus on the phone or earlier in text. And that was, there was a bill that repealed a section of California law, and the law that it repealed got rid of this. It got rid of the one saying no corporation, social purpose corporation, association, or individual shall issue or put in circulation as money anything but the lawful money of the United States. They got rid of that rule.
Which means
recognize Bitcoin as a currency, probably.
Or anything. But it's up to the state now.
Yes, which is good.
And this was back in 2014, correct, Marcus?
Yes, 2014. The news did not. This is the key part here. This is why we think the government here in California wants us to leave anyways, even though they're saying secede and they're keeping us at arm's length, is that this basically allows them to legally start making their own currency. But they didn't do that. And the news in California just said it makes Bitcoin an option. No newspaper in California explained what they actually did. Nobody covered the text. Nobody said, hey, we removed the requirement to use the dollar. They just go, oh, Bitcoin, it's cool now. And so the question for me is, why would you do that? Like, why would you not cover the massive significance of this gigantic issue, especially if you're the news, just because it's an interesting story, and just go, oh, it's just about Bitcoin. Don't look at the text. Why would a government do that? Why would a news do that?
If the news wouldn't cover it, first off, the news organizations are national. They're not state, local. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to see it on MSNBC, because MSNBC isn't just a Californian news organization. So it's one of them things. I just don't think they would want to touch it because of the potential.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a move towards becoming independent, becoming sovereign. I was talking with one of Nick's colleagues out of Florida, and he was talking about how a sovereign country has to have control of their currency. And I think we've already seen California taking steps to do that now 5 years ago.
Because it doesn't do any good for a state to leave the Union and stay on the U.S. dollar. You know, the strings attached to that are still going to hinder you.
Well, we do have provinces like Guam and Puerto Rico, and isn't like Panama is partly ours? So How far, what really would secession mean today? It would be easy to say, like, back in the day of the Confederacy, it was straightforward. We're going to create our own country, you know. But could California actually do that? And, like, who would run for president of California? Or would it be a president, you know?
Well, Scott, I think one thing about this that we're not really taking much of a look at is how much of California would be controlled by the liberals that we see on television versus the rest of the people in the state. Because you're not going to see the rest of the people in the state on television. They don't. That's not where the news outlets are, you know, based. They're based in Hollywood, you know, L.A., liberal land. So the rest of the state has a lot of more centrist views. Am I wrong in saying that, Marcus?
No. No, you're not. There absolutely is a hardcore Trump supporter, hardcore conservative, hates California liberal values quadrant of California. The only debate is where that line is. So a lot of conservatives say that liberals are just in the coast, and that's it. And that's not true. Like I worked in Sacramento, and I live in Fresno. There's a lot of liberals here. I mean, there's
LGBTQ
communities.
You've got conservative, representatives or senators, correct?
We do have some conservative state senators, and we do have some, Kevin McCarthy, right, is the leader of the Republican Party in the House right now, and he's from California. So
right.
There absolutely are Republicans. Yeah, they're absolutely – and Devin Nunes, right? That guy was on TV, and he's from the Valley too. There absolutely is conservatives in California, and California has a bunch of conservatives, more than many other states simply because we're so large. They're just small compared to liberals here. So, you know, you could talk about a population of 10 million Republicans, and it still would be a minority here in California.
So I'm going to leave it at – my thought on that, I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to expouse on that here. I might in private, but I'm going to leave it at I'm interested to see how the tides in California would change if it wasn't just, electoral college votes and it was actually its own nation and it would have to deal with its own elections its own way that the entire state deemed fair, or the country then, actually not state, that the country would deem fair. It would be very interesting to me to see how that would pan out and what would come of it.
Well, we'll find out. A lot of conservatives are leaving California now, and they have been. So when they talk about the exodus, you know, on the TV of all these Californians leaving, and I think we've heard stories right now from people. You know, Idaho, California's moving there. Nevada, California's moving there. Oklahoma, California's moving there. Well, those people are seen as liberals by those states. But in California, they're seen as conservatives. And in their mind, they're conservatives. So you have conservatives who are conservatives here in California, see themselves as conservatives, don't like the super liberal policies of California, and then they move to Idaho and Colorado in Oklahoma, and say, why don't we have LGBTQ marriage and climate change legislation? But, yeah, I'm for low taxes. That's a Schwarzenegger California-style conservative. That is not a conservative according to the mainstream America. But we are losing them. So California is already getting rid of all the conservatives and shedding them off to other states where they're seen as liberals.
Because they're too centrist.
Yeah.
They're too. So Schwarzenegger is what you're allowed to be as a conservative here in California. He came out for LGBTQ marriage. He's been a big pioneer for climate change legislation. Protecting the beaches, stopping oil drilling. Well, there are a lot of things the Republican Party is not known for endorsing, but that's what's working.
Well, now, wait a minute. Trump ran on gay marriage. Trump ran on as pro-gay marriage from the start. And he was the only presidential candidate, that won. He was the only presidential candidate that won the presidency who, from the beginning, was pro-gay marriage. Because even Obama, at the beginning, was against it.
Sure.
Hillary, sure. At the beginning. But they changed their tune when they noticed the tide changing and like, oh, we can't even be a little like that at all. They were thinking, I'm going to be centrist and be like, no, marriage is still between a man and a woman. And when they noticed like all the liberals were swinging hard left, they were like, oh, that's going to look right because of how hard left they went. So now to be centrist, we have to accept that. And if we want any votes from the other side, well, that's just it. I think they stopped thinking about getting votes from the other side, which was weird to me.
Well, yeah. So let's focus on absolutely. Let's come back to that because that what you just hit upon is the reason why there is a coalition. The reason why.
But before we do go on to that, Cody's been waiting patiently. We got to bring him on. He's from Illinois, and
happy birthday.
The same way. And of course, it's someone's birthday somewhere, and he wishes
Scott
that happy
birthday.
Hey,
it's Scott here. Hey, Scott here.
Of course, Scott's here.
My birthday was last week.
Scott, I have an important question, something so important I've been waiting 5 years to ask you. Where were you from?
Like, where was he born?
Oh, where was I, like, born? Nevada.
Okay, that's a good enough answer. Because I know Bo was born about 20 miles away, 30 miles away from here. And this, oh, yeah, I also bought an Amazon Echo Dot.
The show's called Sidetracks for a reason, folks.
Yeah, and it's also happy 164th birthday, Bo.
Oh, you got it right this time.
Yeah, since you said
hey,
I'm 163.
Cody, you're in Illinois.
Yeah.
You're in Illinois, which is viewed as a liberal state thanks to Chicago alone.
Right.
The rest of the state is very red. We're talking so red that people drive around in lifted pickup trucks flying the Confederate flag as if they were below the Mason-Dixon line. but whatever, that's the part of the state I grew up in. If you grew up in
Chicago,
you're going to think it's a liberal haven. And we've reported many times about Chicago, especially thanks to you being on the show.
And it needs to be separated a lot.
Oh, he wants Chicago to secede from the state.
Well, that's half of what this coalition supports.
What did you say, Marcus?
I remember, when Aaron Russo was running for governor of Nevada, there was talk of Las Vegas becoming its own city-state.
What?
And I was like, ooh, that's interesting. You know, like, because that's like how Rome was run. The cities ran the little provinces around them and then, you know, reported to Rome. That's how Rome was ran.
Have we found a cure for Bo Hodges?
I don't believe that the elections in Nevada run correctly at all. I don't think they're completely dishonest. So because when I lived in Vegas with Scott, we couldn't find anybody who voted for Harry Reid, and he kept getting reelected. And we'd ask people, how the hell is this guy still in office? And everyone said the same thing. We have no idea. I didn't vote for him. Did you vote for him? No, we didn't vote for him either. We couldn't find people who voted for him.
did we vote for Adam?
Adam who?
And plus Adam, our buddy Adam.
Okay.
Oh, he wasn't on the ballot. He wasn't on the ballot.
Oh, yeah. Have you noticed all this crap that they're trying to impeach the Donald? Like, it's been like 1 year before the election, and they're trying to throw him out already. It's been 3 years. Move on.
Yeah, and not only that, this this whole impeachment hearing thing is looking like a joke.
It's a sham. It's a fucking sham. Also,
not to mention, the worst PR stunt is a PR stunt that makes you look worse.
It's the worst stunt since the Mueller stupid investigation. Since
and
they'll
probably lose the House because of it.
Yeah, and also, Bo, don't forget, also, the whistleblower's name is Eric Ciramella. And hell, you can't even mention his name on Facebook or YouTube without getting purged.
What?
Yeah, if you mention his name on in any YouTube video, it immediately gets purged by YouTube.
Interesting.
And
wow.
If you mention it in a Facebook post, they immediately delete the post.
Weird. Like, what's the reason there? Like, it's already out there.
Yeah, he's
Come
a
on.
CIA officer. He's a CIA agent.
Oh, well, that's really trustworthy. Everyone knows you
trust
the CIA.
No, we don't. And plus, this week they were talking to some stupid acting ambassador to Ukraine and some other idiots. Come on, it's a fucking joke. We can see through the sham. We can see through the hoax. We aren't dumb.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch. I didn't get to watch today's hearing, but I heard it was very bad.
I'll tell
you what's
how
her
it
name.
Was.
I can't remember her name, but she has she was what the Ukrainian ambassador was. What you said? I heard she pretty much stumbled.
Bill Taylor. Yeah, it's a
Super
fucking joke.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah, he did not. No, Epstein did not, because I bet one of Bill Clinton's associates whacked him.
How did that song go, Scott? You had it all figured out.
I did. I can't figure
it
out. I'm trying.
Yeah,
I can't figure it out.
Oh, yeah,
I sent
Bo.
Scott. Listen. I sent Scott a meme that was it's Mary Poppins, right? And it says supercalifragilistic Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh yeah, Bo. Let me
and,
look up the price
he wrote
of the
a little
echo
song.
Dot.
Well, you want to hear the little bit of the song? He wrote a little song, and it goes something like this. It says, "If you still believe he did, then surely you are in on it. Supercalifragilistic Epstein didn't kill himself."
That's it.
Oh yeah, Bo. I'm gonna tell
That's
you how
it.
Much the Echo Dot costs right now. It's $34.99.
I'm not getting one. Why would you
echo
get one?
I heard that.
Why?
You should teach that to your Echo. You should teach that.
There you go. Teach your Echo the song.
Why isn't Echo bad? Why isn't Echo Dot bad?
That's Alexa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Don't back down, Corey. You said that with a little disappointment. Don't back down.
But
hey,
guys.
Somebody has to send him the meme that says that's got the lady from like in a black and white photo who's like, "Oh, I better not say that. They might bug my phone, or they might wiretap my phone." And but the next fucking frame is a lady from today going, "Hey, wiretap, what's a good recipe
wiretap.
For pancakes?"
Hey, Bo, this
oh, yeah.
is Nick in Texas. I got to go. Did you have any other questions for me?
I want to tell you this, Nick. Nick, I got something important to tell you. Happy birthday. This is Cody from Illinois. He's part of the coalition.
Belated. If you always say belated, then
there you go.
You'll always be safe.
That's true. Good point. There you go, Cody. There's your tip. Stay belated
and
you're always right.
Oh, yeah, Bo, I tried calling you earlier twice, and you never answered your phone.
Yeah, I was busy. I was talking to Marcus.
I was actually on the phone with Marcus when you called.
I know. I was on my cell phone talking to Marcus while it was ringing.
No, it was your home phone, you fool.
That's what I just said. The home phone was ringing, and I was on my cell phone with Marcus.
I tried asking Marcus to do the two phones
on my head at the same time deal. I ain't doing that. That's weird.
I tried asking Marcus for your cell phone number, but you never gave me it.
Before I hang up, you can tweet me.
I had a quick question. Are you on Facebook?
I don't. Both not on Facebook.
Technically, I'm on Facebook. I don't use Facebook. I don't like Facebook. But I did get a Facebook at the advice of somebody who said, because we have a band, you don't want someone to take your band name and say things in your name and then dirty your name. So I had to get one just so someone couldn't take the name. So if you look up Blue Vino on there, you'll find something, but I don't ever post anything. So you're welcome to follow it or whatever, but I use Twitter mostly.
Bo, I got a question.
Hang on, he's still talking.
I have a MySpace.
But Jim Conant Jr. is that political activist that I told you in the email was in Cincinnati.
So if you get involved
with the coalition, I think he'd be interested in having Ohio, consider leaving as well, or certainly having the civil conversation of peaceful divorce as opposed to war.
You said he's a guy in Ohio?
Cincinnati, yes. He was born and raised in Cincinnati. He's big into – he and I go back 20 years about vote fraud. So when the conversation came up about Las Vegas, Clark County controls the vote count in Nevada. That's why people like Harry Reid.
I've got a question about Cincinnati. Is there really a WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, that is an old reference. I got that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
So I'm
going to
go ahead and hang up and let somebody else.
So this guy in Cincinnati. How would I get a hold of him if I don't have a Facebook?
Well, I can email you his cell number.
Okay. I mean, make sure you ask him first and all that. Tell him who I am and all that stuff.
Sure.
Email me that he's expecting me, and I'll do it.
He's pretty accessible because he runs votefraud.org and a bunch of other sites that expose the whole control of the vote count, and he puts his number
out there.
But I'll go ahead and email his phone number to you, and then I'll grease the skids and let him know.
I just think it's nice, to let him know I'm coming. And sure. So that's interesting. He sounds like the kind of guy I might do a whole episode with.
He can talk all day. So he's a wealth of information on vote fraud and other matters. So yeah, I'll hook you guys up.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Nick.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the time, and I'll let somebody else in the coalition call in. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Nick, for everything. Thank you, Nick.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I just got to say that's Nick has been really great in expanding the coalition, and it's been very relatively easy to have new people from different states join, because all we're saying is, do you believe that it's okay to have a conversation and in America, and do you believe that it's productive to have a conversation about peaceful divorce or separation between states or within a state, like you were talking about Chicago and the rest of Illinois. The rest of Illinois is upset that they have to do what liberal Chicago does, just like people in Oklahoma are upset that they have to do what liberal California says. and that rather than punching each other in the face, like we've seen in Portland, Oregon, or suggesting that it's okay to shoot someone in the head who's a different politician, like Kamala Harris did, who's running for office, no one brings that up, that we should perhaps have an option of divorce, separation within a state and between states.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
easy to get people to join that.
Yeah, I don't see why anyone wouldn't join that. I mean, there's not a lot of arguments the other way.
Right.
You know, I can't think of many. Like, well, yeah, but like California contributes a lot to the United States. Well, California contributes a lot to the world. I mean, if you're talking about entertainment, but I don't see why that would go away just because they're a country of their own.
Exactly. And these are the kind of things that we could discuss. There's a difference between saying let's do it and saying let's be thoroughly vetted on this idea in case we have to. You know, let's have the conversation. Let's answer the questions you're talking about.
You know, here's another interesting one. That it just popped in my head. If California was its own country, then big tech would no longer be so connected to the federal government, which is,
nice.
In my mind, a good thing. And that's a good thing for everybody. That's a good thing for big tech, and it's a good thing for the people of the United States. Because if big tech is no longer connected with the NSA and all that stuff, they're not forced to give up all your data. We want to know everything that you're looking at. We want to compile it and have it stored so we can do whatever we want with it. That if they're their own country, they can't order them to do that anymore. And at the same time, we all know that big tech has things they want to do that they can't do because the government says, nope, that's against our best interests. So there's a little bit of a win-win there. Now, a downer would be whether big tech in California, if it was its own country, if they would kowtow to the Chinese or something along those lines. However, that would be up to the state. That would be up to the new country of California because they would have the say in what big tech can or can't do. And I'm just saying, I think it would be really interesting to see how that would pan out because I have a feeling it would be a lot better for everybody.
That's awesome. I have not heard that before. That's so inspiring,
right?
Because I do this conversation a lot. I've talked to a lot of people, and I've never heard that idea before, that everybody could win.
Yeah, Hang on to that one.
Well, you get credit.
Like, if you just think about the ways that big tech is interwoven with the federal government, it's like a virus. It's like a parasite. And that's the federal government is the parasite on big tech, right?
Huh.
Because they have all these things they want to do that they can't do.
The federal government is a parasite. Yes.
Exactly. So you get the federal government out of the way, and then all you've got is the new country of California that gets to decide what they can and can't do. Now, I don't know that they would have the best options or choices to give to big tech when it comes to regulation, but I know the federal government is a bully. And what they've been doing with big tech is wrong for everybody. So if you snip that and you go, nope, you can't do that anymore. In fact, you can't do that ever again. Like, there goes the biggest data collector for the federal government against the people of the United States. You just snipped the biggest violation of personal privacy. And you did it in a way that everyone wanted it to happen, except the government.
Huh.
There's an argument for getting California to be its own country that everybody would fucking clap for. You tell me the people of the fucking United States wouldn't, if you said, I got a solution to get not only the government to stop using big tech against you,